Mr. Coates talks for a minute. Malcolm nods mechanically like Mr. Coates can see him.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. I'll have him call you. That'll be really helpful. Thanks again.
He lowers the phone and meets my eyes.
You hear that?
Enough.
Peter wasn't there, Malcolm says. He lied.
Neither of us says anything for a beat. When I raise my hand to tug at my necklace, it's trembling so hard that my fingers knock against my chest.
Let's think about this, I say in a voice I have to fight to keep steady.
It sounds like Peter was probably here, driving Katrin's car the night of the hailstorm. But if Katrin wasn't in the car when it hit something, or someone, why would Brooke be involved? Why would she help get the car fixed if she...
Oh!
I grab hold of Malcolm's arm. The pieces are falling into place, and this time, I might actually be right. Oh my God, Mal. Katrin said Brooke took off during a sleepover once, remember? She thought Brooke was slipping out to hook up with you. What if... she was with Peter?
That's impossible,
Malcolm says, with no conviction whatsoever. His eyes are like glass. Think about it, though. If Brooke and your stepfather were having an affair, which, ew, but I guess that's the least of our problems right now. We've been looking at everything wrong. It's not just about the hit and run. It's about keeping everything quiet. I pull my own phone out of my pocket. We need to tell Ryan about this. He'll know what to do. I've just opened a new text window when the door flies open. It's like watching some alt version of my life to see Peter standing there with a gun pointed straight at us.
Your poker face needs some work, Malcolm,
he says calmly. His pale hair glints silvery gold in the dim lighting, and he smiles so normally that I almost smile back.
Anyone ever tell you that?